Chapter 2. Squire Cass was the most important and richest man in Raveloe. He lived at the Red House with his four sons. The oldest was Godfrey. He was tall and handsome, but he wasn't a leader. He was weak, and, although he was the oldest, he followed his brothers. Godfrey was in love with Nancy Lammeter, and everyone expected them to marry soon. But Godfrey was behaving badly. He didn't visit Nancy often enough, and she thought he was unreliable. She loved him, but she couldn't decide if she wanted to marry him. The next brother was Dunstan. He was not as handsome as Godfrey, but he was clever and cruel. Godfrey had a guilty secret, and Dunstan knew about it. Dunstan used this secret to get money from Godfrey. When Godfrey was young, he married a woman called Molly from a nearby village, and they had a baby girl. Molly took opium, and Godfrey never lived with her. Nobody knew about the marriage except Dunstan. "If you don't give me money, I'll tell Father about Molly and the baby," said Dunstan. "Then you'll get nothing when Father dies. I'll get everything." Godfrey had to do whatever Dunstan demanded. He couldn't marry Nancy because he was married already. He was miserable. Squire Cass owned many houses in the village, and Godfrey and Dunstan sometimes collected the rent for him. "Where is the rent from Mr. Fowler?" Dunstan asked Godfrey one day. "You know where it is," Godfrey replied. "I gave it to you last week." "But Father's asking for it," said Dunstan. "You need to give me more money, or I'll tell him about Molly."
"But I don't have any more money," said Godfrey.
"Then you must get it. You'll have to sell your horse, Wildfire. I'll take him tomorrow and sell him to Bryce," said Dunstan. Godfrey didn't want to sell Wildfire, but he had no choice. The next day, Godfrey went to a party in a neighbouring village, and Dunstan met his friend Bryce. They quickly agreed on a price that Bryce was happy with. "I'll pay you tomorrow, when you deliver him to my house," he said. "That's good," thought Dunstan. "I can ride him one last time this afternoon." Dunstan loved riding fast, and he rode and jumped Wildfire for miles. When he was returning home in the early evening, the horse was exhausted, but Dunstan didn't care. He made Wildfire jump, and he hit a branch that was hanging low from a tree. The branch went through Wildfire's chest and killed him straight away. "What will I do now?" thought Dunstan. He didn't care about Wildfire, but he was sorry for himself. The horse was dead, and he had no money to pay his father. Dunstan started to walk home. It was foggy and dark, and he had a long way to walk. Then he saw a light from Silas Marner's stone house. "I'll go and talk to the weaver," he thought. "I can get warm there." Dunstan knocked on the door, but nobody answered. He was curious, so he pushed the door open. There was a big fire in the room, and a piece of meat was cooking over it. Dunstan sat by the fire. The villagers said Marner had a lot of money. He worked hard, but he never spent anything. Maybe he hid the money in this room somewhere. But where could it be? Dunstan looked around the room. In the corner, he noticed a hole in the floor. There was something in the hole. Dunstan went over and pulled out a leather bag. He looked inside, and yes, it was full of gold. Dunstan pulled out the other bag and was delighted to see even more gold. "How lucky I am," he thought. "I killed my horse, but now I've found all this gold. I won't tell anyone, but I'll take it and spend it myself." He took both of the heavy bags, went out of the house, and walked off into the night. Soon after Dunstan left, Silas Marner returned home from the village after delivering some weaving to Miss Lammeter. He was cold but pleased because he had money in his pocket. He sat by the fire and enjoyed his piece of meat. After he finished, he went to the hole in the corner where he kept his money and put in his hand. Nothing. He put in his other hand. The hole was empty. Silas jumped up. His mouth fell open, and he screamed, "No!" He turned and ran out of his house to the village pub for help. They were chatting noisily,
but when Silas burst through the door, everybody stopped. They looked at the strange pale man with the big wild eyes and long, thin hair. He looked like a ghost. He opened his mouth and waved his arms, and he screamed like a madman. "My money! Someone has stolen all my gold!"